This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Tawana Waugh with the Cops Office. With us today is Captain Harold Love, commander of the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division and former commander of the 2nd District of the Michigan State Police. Captain Love is here to talk with us about his work on racial reconciliation. Historically, Captain Love, communities of color, specifically the African American community, has had a strained relationship with law enforcement. What efforts are underway in Michigan to bridge the gaps?
Well, first of all, speaking for the Michigan State Police, we recently have partnered with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters Alliance with our what we call our community service troopers. We form partnerships with them to work in our urban cities of Flint, Saginaw, Pontiac, Detroit, and Lansing to just get police officers more involved in the mentoring that goes on with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Also, Michigan State Police has partnered with many local police departments in developing a what we call team training, or teaching, educating, and mentoring school liaison project. This project was developed by the Michigan State Police years ago, and we train not only our troopers but many local police officers to go into schools and put forth a proactive effort to make schools and communities safer by promoting an understanding of social rules, the consequences of unlawful behavior, and students' responsibilities as good citizens. And one other thing we're doing is what's called the Michigan Youth Leadership Academy, again targeting young people in the urban cities to bring them in with members of their local police departments as well as troopers into the Michigan State Police Academy. This is done every summer. We bring them in for 1 week, put them through a mini trooper recruit school, and allow them to build relationships with their local police officers, working on team building skills, self-esteem, mentoring, and those sorts of things.
Can you tell us about the Advocates and Leaders for Police and Community Trust, ALPECT? Is this an example of a crime prevention approach through collaboration? And what are some of the issues this group has addressed that affect communities of color?
Absolutely. It definitely is a crime prevention approach. ALPECT has been around in the southeastern Michigan or the Metro Detroit area since the late 90s. And with the strong support of our two U.S. attorneys, Bart McQuaid on the Eastern District and Pat Miles from the Western District, we've expanded over the last couple of years into pretty much every corner of the lower Michigan. We have a Flint area, Saginaw area, Grand Rapids area, and Benton Harbor area ALPECT now. ALPECT is made up of groups from both government and non-government human rights organizations, as well as members of law enforcement agencies. Members such as the NAACP, the Michigan Roundtable for Diversity and Inclusion, Michigan Department of Civil Rights, we have Bangladesh American, Asian Indians, you name it, every human rights organization is represented. And then federal, local, state, and county government officials as well come together on a monthly basis to build and develop relationships and talk about issues of police and community trust. One of the major things we've taken on is working with our Michigan Coalition, our Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, to develop cultural competencies for law enforcement agencies or law enforcement academies. That came out of ALPECT. Also, we have had numerous discussions on issues of tasering. As you know, that's in the news pretty often regarding the use of tasering and tasering policies that may be in different police organizations. So we've had numerous discussions on those, and we continue to work on efforts to create some type of a standard for police agencies to go by.
You are in a unique position as a law enforcement executive and an African American. How do you navigate these roles? Do you feel you walk a tightrope, sir?
No, not really. You know, police officers work in all of our communities and are from all of our communities. So I grew up in the city of Detroit and never wanted to be a police officer growing up, had different types of interactions with police officers. But as I became of age and ventured away from the city, I found that being a police officer is one of the noblest professions that there is. You know, I consider ourselves the guardians of our democracy. So we not only enforce the laws, but we protect the rights of everyone. So as an African-American, being a police officer, I never forget where I come from. I stay plugged in and involved with community organizations such as ALPECT. I also am very involved with the Better Detroit Youth Movement, which is run by a young man out of the city of Detroit. And that allows me to just stay plugged into the community, doing school programs and getting involved in mentoring programs and that sort of thing. So I don't feel like I walk a tightrope at all. I don't see my job as being an us versus them position. I'm from the community, and I serve the community.
You know, that's a perfect segue for my next question, which is, how can community and faith-based organizations promote positive relations between law enforcement and communities of color?
I think everything we do in life is about relationships, building and maintaining relationships. And from a public service standpoint, I think it is critical that we develop and maintain relationships within the community in any way we can, whether it be partnering with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, whether it be partnering with different community organizations or with our faith-based organizations. I think because of the audience that our pastors have within the community, it is critically important that we maintain those relationships with pastors. And I think one of the things that comes out of building those relationships is having an understanding, promoting the philosophy and the policing style of a local police department within your congregation. And then the same way, having communication with the police organizations about what the citizens or your the members of your congregation want them to know, so that we have an understanding, and when things go bad, we already have relationships and we can reach out to one another and try to keep things from getting worse. And I found that that works works very well in a lot of local communities, local police departments, as well as churches, work that way, and it works out.
What can law enforcement do to build trust within this community?
Well, I think many of the things that I've already talked about, get involved with different community organizations, whether it be Big Brothers or Big Sisters, groups like ALPAC or other community organizations, whether they're youth-based or, involve adults. But I think it is critically important that law enforcement agencies get involved with those community groups to build relationships and maintain those relationships. When we have those relationships, I think it's easy to get an understanding of one another and build that trust that is necessary in order for us to do our jobs effectively and for the community to feel safe and trust the police.
Thank you so much for providing us with your expertise and your time, Captain Love.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.